And Daf Yudches Amud Aleph. Before we start the Gemara, I'd like to mention two things. We had learned on Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis. Rashi says, "Mitoch Shasidim Legoil B'Shviyis." Rashi says, "Shavua Sheben David Boloi Cholok Mishashonim Kedemrine Bepeik Chelik." So I saw him by Yitzchok. He asks, what is this Nageyalona? What is Rashi telling us? So he says that Rashi is telling us that we should not think that Shviyis means the Shmita, the Shnasa Shmita, and Ben Dovid is going to come Meitzoi Shviyis. The Shviyis is, there'll be a 7-year period, which will be different than all 7 years. And in this 7-year period, Mashiach is going to come, Meitzoi Shviyis. So that's what Rashi is saying, Shavua Sheben David, Boboi Cholok Mishar Shonim, Kenemrine Beperik Chelik. There'll be a distinct 7-year period, and we'll start already, Shana Rishana Rav Eloi Rav, and the end of this 7-year period, Ben David Bo. We also hear on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Acher Yeshuvu B'nei Yisrael, the Gemara says, V'kimin Shenivnes Yerushalayim Bo David, Shenema Acher Yeshuvu B'nei Yisrael, U'bikshu As Hashem Elokeyim V'ez David Malkom. So Rashi says, Acher Yeshuvu B'nei Yisrael, Acher Yeshuvu L'Beis HaMikdosh, Ubikshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ves David Malkom. On this posik, the Metzudah says pshat, Acher Yeshuvu B'nei Yisrael El Artsom, when they'll come back to Eretz Yisrael, and then it says later, Ubikshu Hashem Elokeim Ves David Malkom, and then it says further in the pasuk, "Pachadu el Hashem ve'el Tuvoy." So Rashi says that's going on the Beis Hamikdash. So the Seder will be Acher Yeshuvu B'nei Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, U'bikshu Hashem Elokeim Ves David Malkom, and El Tuvoy is going on the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi seems to be saying that Acher Yeshuvu LeBeis Hamikdash. So it seems that the Beis HaMikdash will be built without David Malkom. That's how it seems from Arashi. Now, the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim says that Perek Yud Aleph Hilchas Melachim, he says, HaMelech HaMashiach HaMekibitz Goyis U'boina HaMikdash U'mekabitz Nitre Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam says that the Beis HaMikdash will be built through Melech HaMashiach. Rashi in Sukkah says that the Beis HaMikdash is already bonoi. So it seems Rashi that Mavalov in Sukkah says that the Beis HaMikdash is bonoi, so Mashiach will not build the Beis HaMikdash. So then it's possible to understand Acher Yeshuvu LeBeis HaMikdash, Ubikshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ves David Malkom. But I just thought of something. I don't know if there's any connection to this, but there's a interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis says as follows: Omar of Yehuda Omar Rav. Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahamid Lahem David Acher. The Rebbein Shloilom will be mamid for Klal Yisrael another David. Shenemar v'ovdu as Hashem Alekeyem Bez David Malkom Asher Okim Lahem. And David Malkom, which the Eibishter will be making for Klal Yisrael. Heikim Loinemar Ela Okim. So we see from this pasuk, Osed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahamid Lahem David Acher, another David, David Malkom Asher Okim Lahem. So the Gemara says, Omer Le Rav Popel Abaye, Vahachsi v'David avdi nasi lahem la'olam. David avdi will always be a nasi. So it seems that this is the old David HaMelech. So the Gemara answers, kigoin keser upalgi keser. So the Gemara answers that the new David will be the Melech. There's David Malcolm, that's the new David. And David HaMelech will be a Mishnah LaMelech. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. We have to understand the Gemara. So perhaps that what if in the Gemara it seems there are two Davids, there's a David Malcolm Asha'okim Lahem, so could be that's what this pasuk is speaking about. Acha Yeshuva b'nei Yisrael bikshu es Hashem elekeim ves David Malcolm is going, and that's the lashon of the pasuk. Bez David Malcolm Asha'okim Lahem. V'ovdu as Hashem elekeim ves David Malcolm Asha'okim Lahem. So that's speaking about David Malcolm, which will be Melech. And then there's David Avdi Nosi Lahem Lo'ilom. That's the Mishnah Melech. So it could be the David HaMelech will be around by the Binyan HaBayis. And here we're speaking about David Malcolm, which is a new David HaMelech. But the Inyonim are very, very vague and unclear. Let us go further. The Gemara says, the Gemara explained the Seder of Shemayna Esrei, that Anshek Neset Gdola wa Mesakin. Now the Gemara says, Mikan ve'eilech osa lesaper b'shvochi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But further than this, to be moisev on this is of also lesaper b'shvochi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Omar Abelozo, my dechsiv, mi yemalil gburis Hashem, yashmiye kol tehilosoi, lemi noa lemalil gburis Hashem, lemi sheyochel hashmiye kol tehilosoi. So let us see how Rashi learns Pshat the Gemara. So Rashi, number one, says, Osa lesaper bekvius broche. That Rabbi Lezer, that this Gemara, that we say it's Osa lesaper bishvoche, this is bekvius broche. But a broche it's also to be moisef a new broche. And what is the makir? So the Gemara brings a posik, mi yamalo gvuras Hashem yashmi yekol tilosoi, is lemi sheyochel. One is only permitted, mi yamalo gvuras Hashem, lemi sheyochel lashmi yekol tilosoi, ve'ein mi sheyochel lesaper eskuloi. And there is no one that can be mesaper eskuloi. Lefikoch, ein nire lesaper midaitoi. It says the pasuk mi yamalo gvuras Hashem only the mi sheyochel hashmi is kol tilosai, and there is no person that can do it. Ve'ein mi sheyochel lesaper eskuloi. Lefikach ein nire lesaper midaitoi elas ma shetiknu chachomim, only what the chachomim were mesaken. And so I saw that Turi Evan asks, you know, so how would the Chachamim, if there is such a Seder, if there is such a Seder, that mi yamalo gvuras Hashem, yashmiya kol tilosoi, so how were the Anshei Knesset HaGdola able to be mesakin? Ein, levikach einir lesaper midate, elamasha tikta Chachamim. So what is the difference between Anshei Knesset HaGdola and this person? It could be the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, we hear the Kuf Chov Sekeinim Mehem Kama Nevi'im. That wasn't Midatom. That was, there was Nevuah, there was Ruach HaKodesh. And that was a Takone, these Shvachis should be said. Here we're speaking about if a person wants Midatoi to be Moisev. So, Mi Yimalot Vusas Emishmi Kotilosi, Midatoi to be Moisev Shvachim, is only Mi Sheyochel Ashmiya Kotilosa, and since there's no such Nivra, so Midaito, you can't be Moisev. Alpi Ruach HaKodesh, Alpi Nevua, that's something else. But Al Kaponim, Rashi would seem that this Issa, Mikan Ve'ilach, Osa L'Sapa B'Shvachi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to say any Shvach. So Rashi holds that's with a Broche, B'Kviyis Broche. That's how Rashi says Pshat. The Maral says that this Issa, Osa L'Sapa B'Shvachi, is a filu without a Broche. To be moisif, after Shemaynes, another Shvach. And he speaks about the Shir HaYichud, which it seems they used to, he says, Shir HaYichud, we say Yom HaKippurim. That's a Shvach after Shemaynes. He holds the Isser is a fellow without a broche. So he says, Yom HaKippurim, Klal Yisroel, Zabachina of Malochim. Then we could be Meshabeach the Rabbeinu Shalom. But a whole year, he's very much against, others had a minig of saying Shir HaYichud every day or during the year. He says that Sikha is also, this falls into the category of Mi Malagvus Hashem Yashmi Kol Tilosi. Dafki Yom HaKippurim, which Klai saw as a Bechina of Malochim. Omar Rabbe Bar Barchone, Omar Rabbi Yechanim, המספר בשבוחי של הקדוש ברוך הוא יסר מדי, נקר מן העולם, שנאמר היסופר לוי כי ידבר עם אומר איש כי יבולה. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, היסופר לוי כי ידבר, הוכי דורש לוי. Ayesupar Shvachoi Kuloi, will all the Shvachim be related ki arbaloi divrei shach, ki arbaloi divrei shvach? If I'll be marbe divrei shvach, will all the Shvachim be related? Imoma lasa iskach ki yevula. And if he wants to do this, yevula, he'll be yevula min oilam. Let's just go a little further, and then we'll try a little to explain this Gemara. Doresh Rab Yehuda ish kvar giberia, v'omri lo ish kvar giber chayu, maider siv l'cho dumiyo sehilo, that the dumiyo, the being quiet, that is a praise, Samo de kulo mishtoiko. What does Rashi say? Samo de kulo mishtoiko. Mivchal kola samamonim hi hashtike shiloi laharbois dvorim. Not to be marbe dvorim. Vahainu lecho dumiyo sehilo. That is the sehilo is from the dumiyo, from being quiet. Ki osa rabdimi oma omri b'marove milo b'sela mishtuke b'trein. Milo b'sela mishtuke b'trein, im tirza liknes hadibu b'sela tikne hashtiko b'shtayim. The Mrei Mesode explains this Gemara that Rabbi Yechon is speaking about something else. Rabbi Lezer, the Akvon Dvei Rashi is saying Pshat in the Gemara. The first Gemara was speaking about to be Mikan Ve'elech Osa L'Saper B'Shvochi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to be Moisef another Broche, another Shvach, L'Saper B'Shvochi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would seem Midai Taiwan is not permitted to say Shvochi, Sapi Ruach HaKadosh or something else. But Midaita one is not permitted to say Shvachis of the Rabbeinu Shloim. Now Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about HaMesaper B'Shvachay Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyser Midai. We're speaking about Arba Loi Divrei Shvach, as she says. There's a there's a, this we're speaking about without a broche, but arbe loy divrei shvach. I want to be marbe bedivrei shvach, and that's yoisa midai. It seems a person is saying too much, yoisa midai. So memela, there's a chesoron in the yoisa midai. The Gemara says, sama de kula mishtuke mila besela mishtuke betrein. So he says, what does that mean? He says, that means as follows. If a person wants to say a lot, and he says a shvach, and he holds himself back, and he's not marbe b'shvach. There's an inyan of ribui, which, when it comes to the shvach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, ribui is a chesaron. One should not be marbe, yoiser midai. Exactly when it is called yoiser midai, when it's not called yoiser midai, that one has to know. But al koponim, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a yoiser midai. He's speaking, the Marei Misod says, for example, he said that when he speaks about choch, he says pshat and a medrash, chochme shloime, shloime melech nu a gewalt. But when he related his chochme to Klal Yisrael, he was careful that it should be said in a neifen that they'll comprehend what he's saying. There's an inyan of yoiser midai, too much. The zman is not masim for this. There's an inyan of yoiser midai. And that is what the Gemara is speaking about over here. The second member of Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about when a person is yoiser midai, he's saying too much. Kulai he can't say. Are you super shvachai kulai? Kulai you can't say. So why are you marbe? Then there's no inyan to be marbe, and the ribui is yevula, is neker min ha'olam. And on that, and on the ribui, the Gemara is saying, forget, one should say a shvach, and that's Mila Besela, and Mishtuke Betrein, but Al Kaponim, to know when to stop, and not to be Marbe, so that's Mishtuke Betrein. Agavuche, Dachstach Mea, one saw the Sfas Emes says, we find by the Shire Zariach Al Gabi Leveino, that there's spaces in the Shire. So the Sfas Emes wants to say, what are the spaces? When Klal Yisrael said the Shire, L'cha du miyos sehila. That means the spaces are what we don't know how to be Meshabeyach you. So that's a chelik of the Shvach, but that's blank, because we don't know how to express the Shvach, so L'cha du miyos sehila. Zog the Gemara weiter. Kora al peh lo yotzo. We heard in the Mishnah, if the Megillah was learned by peh lo yotzo, minola. Omar rove osye zchire zchire. We learn exere shove zchire zchire. Ksiv hocha vayomim ha'ele niskorim. Ksiv hosom ksoiv zois zikorim baseifa. So there it says the zikorin should be basayfa. Maloholon basayfa, afkan basayfa. Umimai dahai schie kriyehi, dilme iyun baalme. Lois al kedaitoch, desanye zocher yochil baleif. Kshuayme loisishka chare shikras aleif omo. Mani mekayim zocher bepe. Let us first start at the end of the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the schira of Maisa Molek. Is zocher yochel beleif. Kshoim elay sishka achare shikras aleib omo. Mani mekayim zocher bepe. So the Sfas Emes asks, maybe it's coming for an essay in a loisase. What's the raya that there's, could be both are schire baalme. The one is a lav, there's a lav of shikrin, there's a mitzvah sase from schire. So he says, Chazal held, Kol heichad de ikir le medrash tarshinin le makmini le belavi yaseiri. That means if I have an opportunity to say that it's speaking about two different things, or to say that it's batsam the same thing, there's a chiyiv schir and there's a yisar shikr, it's the same thing, not slavi yaseiri, you darshin. You don't say it's going on lavi yaseiri. Now, in this mitzvah of schiris maisa molek, it seems there's a machloikis, the chinuch, and the Rambam. The chinuch in mitzvah tofresh gimel says as follows. Vel haschira hazois b'leiv u'bepeh lo yodanu bozman kavua. Bashone, is there a certain time in the year? Oy bayoim, or maybe every day one has to remember this. Kamoishan itztavinu b'schiras yitzias mitzrayim b'chol yoim b'chol layla. Vahatam, so he says, the reason that yitzias mitzrayim is bayoim b'layla ki aschira hu ikir b'das. That's the ikir of the das of Klal Yisrael. Avotam schire, but the schire of Maisa Molek, Masha osu lonu amolek, ein rak, shaloi tishkach, sin osu milbovenu. We should never forget to hate him. Vedai lonu bezelisker inyen pamachas beshone, oi bebeishonim, oi begimel. So he says, if it's, this is the Be'ikrei Hadas Yitzias Mitzrayim, so we have to remember, Kol Yemei Chayecha, B'yema B'layla. This is Shlei Tishkach Sinos Emilvavenu, so it's sufficient once a year, once in 2 years, and then he says, Minig Yisrael Teire, and that's the Inyan of Parsha Zocher. So once a year we're a masker. Then he says, Bechlal, the Seder, the Kriyas HaParshis, it comes out once a year with a mask. That's the mitzvah. The Rambam, Perik Hei Alocha Hei Mehuchas Melochim, says, Mitzvahs Asei, Lisker Tomid, Maisov Horoyim, Barivosoi, that he was ma'ariv, that kedei lo'oirer eivosoi, that we should be ma'oirer the sinner to him. Mi pi ashmua lomdu zocher bepe loisishkach beleiv, she'osu lishkoyach eivosoi v'sinosoi. Now the Loshna Ramba mitzvah esre lisker tomid maisav haroim, it would seem it's a mitzvah tamidi. It's a mitzvah bepeh, but the Rambam Bechlal does not mention there's a union of a sefer, mitech sefer. The Rambam doesn't mention it at all. So you have to know what I think the Mekbroch is moira this on the Rambam. The Rosh Yosef is also moira, says it didn't, he doesn't bring down the chinuch. According to the chinuch, it's good. That's the mitzvah, the kriya parsha zocher. It's besefer taker. But Rambam Lisker Tomid Beper, we have in the Siddurim, there's the Sheish Schiris, every day there's a mitzvah. That would stim with the Rambam, Lisker Tomid Beper. You have to know, what is with Argemor? Argemor says there's a mitzvah of Schirem Mitoich Sefer. Darf me wissen. Verkehrt er mit Bruch, ist mit Eifel der Loschner Rambam, Parche Socher, ist damals so, that's the Seder a Parche, it's nothing special with Parche Socher, more than Parche Shkolem, that's a Seder a Kriya, but it's nothing to do with the mitzvah of Schiris Maisa Molek, the mitzvah die Reise. The Turi Evin seems to say, let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Kora al per lo yotzo min olon. So the Gemara says, we learn out schire schire. Siv hoche vayomim eilon iskorim, siv hosom ksoiv zois zikorim beseifa. Al-Holam b'Sefer, Avkan b'Sefer. So we learn now, just like the Zikaron over there is to be m'Sefer, so you're also b'Sefer. U'mimai b'Aischire Kriyehi, Dil Me'ien Ba'alme. So the past is, we are going on the Schire of Maisa Molek. The Gemara says, no, it's Zocher is Bepeh. The Turiyevin says that Be'emison, it's Negeya Mikra Megillah also. He said, it doesn't say any place that there has to be a Kriya Bepeh. It could very well be B'machshava also. There's a man, the Yoma, that says, it says Keren Eshma, and he holds Hira Kedibud on me. So, the limud over here is not only negeya schiras maisa molek that it has to be prepared. No, the limud over here is also negeya mikra megillah. That by Emerson we're learning out that mikra megillah has to be prepared. The schira of mikra megillah hayomim niskorim is similar to the zikorim of ksayv say zikorim b'sefer. He says that's the Iker Sugya over here. Because he's Ma'ira, a very good Ha'ara. Later the Gemara learns out that you need a Sefer. You need Klaf, you need Dioi. So he says if you need a Sefer, so Kolchoch Alpe Yonad Yoitze. I mean, what do you need a Sefer for? By Mikra Megillah. So he says that a Hefaket could be, you need a Zikorein B'Iyun Mitech Sefer. You have to look into the Sefer and remind yourself. So Be'emesin, Korah Alpeh Loyotso, the Gemara is telling us that you need more than that. You need a Kriya Mitech Sefer, and that we learn out from Maisa Molek. Korah Talgum Loyotso. Heichi domi, ilaymo, what's the case of Korah Targum? Ilaymo, dechsivo, mikro, that the Megillah is kosu b'loshna kodesh, v'kori lo targum, and he's leaning targum balpe, heino balpe. So typically, alts balpe, leitzricho, dechsive targum, v'kori lo targum. That's speaking about that it's Kosev Targum and the tree was also Targum. What does Rashi say? Korah Targum, Rashi is going on the Mishneh, B'chol Loshen, Zu Vein Tzorich Leimer Zu Ktoni. He says, B'chol Loshen, if Targum is no good, which is Korah Loshen HaKadosh, Avada Givis Kol Loshen is no good. So Zu Vein Tzorich Leimer Zu Ktoni. Aber keiren oisoi le loye sois belas. Frag de gemore, ba amrit kore becholoshen loyotso. So how does this stim with that we just learned before? Rave shmur de omri tavayu, belas yevoni. Here it's speaking about belas yevoni. And lechere, the kavon is, I mean, that's that the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel darshens from Yavda Lekim LeYefes that the Yafusai shall Yefes is biyolei shame. That means that the Ksav Yevoni and Loshen Yevoni is good for Sifrei Kodesh. So Memele. So here we're speaking before speaking about Targum Bechol Loshen. That's no good. Nidavka Loshen HaKodesh. But Laz is speaking about Laz Yevoni, and Yevoni is equivalent to Loshen HaKodesh. Frag the Gemara, that's the Teretz of Rav Shmuel. Heichi domi. Ilema dechsiva ashuris v'korilo Yevonis. Again, what's the case of korilo avokoyrim oisel alois is belaz? Haino alpe? Omar avach amar abolozo sheksuva belaz Yevonis. That it's kosov belaz yevonis, and memele, and that's good, because yevonis is good. Va'omar, now we have over here this memory of Avraham Rabbeloza, we bring another memory of Rabbeloza, Avraham Rabbeloza. Minayin shekori HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYaakov Keil, shenema vayikra loy Keil Elokei Yisrael. And Elokei Yisrael called Yaakov Avinu Keil. The East Alkadaitach Mizbeach Kori Le Yaakov Keil. If you learn Pshat in the Posik. Vayikra loy, he called him Mizbeach Keil. Is Vayikra loy Yaakov Miboy loy. So it should have said Vayikra loy Yaakov, it should have mentioned Yaakov, who the Kore was. Ela Vayikra loy Le Yaakov Keil. Umi Kori Keil, Elokei Yisrael. I saw from Rabbi Rucham Pailo in Sefer HaMitzvus Rav Sadia Goin, he just said, Stamzoi Pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kori LeYaakov Keil, Bevadai Loi Shayich Elokus BeYaakov Avinu, Elokemoi Shenikro Malachai Elyoin, Sheshmom Kishem Rabba. We see there's such a kriya that a malach is called Kishem Rabbi, and he brings the Ramban ala Torah. The Ramban says, when the malachim came to Avram, so the Avram said the Shem Adnus. So the Ramban says, Korom b'shem Rabbom ba'alev dalet. Ki hikir behem shehem malachai elyein, kashe yikru elekim ve'elim, so b'meile, so there's such a b'china of korom b'shem rabo. So that's got v'yikra loy keil elekei Yisrael is korom liyakiv keil. Let us see Taisvis on this before we go further. This alkadaitach l'mizbeach, korom liyakiv keil. So Mamela said, the Gemara says it should have said, Vayikra lo Yaakov. This Akadaita lo Mizbech lo Yaakov, Vayikra lo Yaakov mi boila. Yoi, loi. It's going on the Mizbech. Loi is going, if he's going on the Mizbech, she said loi. Yeah. Hello, yeah. Ba'aval gav, dohochi nami ksiv, vayikro shmo. I should have mentioned Yaakov. You should have mentioned Yaakov. That Yaakov was the one that was koirei loy. So Taisvis says, ba'aval gav, dohochi nami ksiv, vayikro shmoi Hashem nisi, vayikro loy Hashem sholim. And there it's going on the Mizbeach. And it doesn't say who the koirei was. Here the Gemara says, if the koirei was Yaakov, it should have said, Vayikra lo Yaakov, that Yaakov called it. And if it says Tamazim Vayikra, so it's going under the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Elokei Yisrael, he called him Keil. So, Taisus, we see over there, it doesn't say who the Keirei was, but it goes under Keirei. Metagmina nefolach vetzoli. Mikoma kim yeshloima, the hosam al shem hanes, val shem hasholim, she'ira lehem. There was an S and there was Shalom, so there was a reason why the Mizbeach was called these Shemos. So therefore, it doesn't have to specify who said it. I can understand from the flow of the Psukim who the Kairi was, and it's going on the Mizbeach. Avol hoche leke shum maise shenucha loima sha'al yedei kein kore Yaakov keil. Vimisa she Yaakov kori keil, avale lefushi behedye. So Mamela, if, without us knowing the reason, Yaakov Avinu called him his Beach Keil, so there should have been mefarish, veyikra lo Yaakov keil, alakei Yisrael. And since it doesn't mention Yaakov, so I say it's the other way around, that alakei Yisrael kori le Yaakov keil. Al koponim, now we're going to go back to the first memre that Rabbi Lezer, Omer Rabach, Omer Rabbi Lozo, that what the Mishnah says, that you can be koire, koirem oisoi, leloyas eis belaz, is speaking about Laz Yevon. Fragt die Gemara, basically, we learned about Korot, Giftis, Ibris, Ilmis, Modis, Yevonis, Loyotzem. Says Klaw, if you learned Yevonis, you're not Yotze. So how could you say the Mishnah says that it's good if it was Kaira Yevonis? Yevonis is not good. Oloidom ye elolaho. So the Gemara answers, no, the case of the Mishnah is as follows. Giftis, le giftim, Ivris, le ivrim, ilmis, le ilmim, Yevonis, le yevonim, yotza. So forget, the Mishnah is speaking with, so that's the two cases in the Mishnah. The two cases in the Mishnah is that if they understand the Lashon, it's Yevonim, so then Yevonis is good. Lav Davki Yevonis, Ilmis will be good, Ivris will be good. And the first case is speaking about that they don't understand the Lashon, so therefore it is not good. And we had mentioned in the Mishnah, there's a machlokes harishonim, this halacha, that if one is koirei, beloshen laz, if this is halacha only if they don't understand loshen hakodesh, that's the shitas harambam. So in order that there should be some pesuminisis, so there was a psatakona, zeitzach vegeshtalte takone, that al koponim, if there's a kriya, that they're able to understand it, they're permitted to hear the Megillah in that Lashon also, but if they understand Lashon HaKodesh, they're not Yaitzeh. The Ran wants to say, the Mashmois of Rashi, that if you understand Lashon HaKodesh, also Yaitzeh, if you understand it, Al-Koponim, if you understand the Lashon Las. Al-Koponim, so now it comes out, that there's no Maila of Yevoni over any other language. If they understand it, you Yotze. If you don't understand it, you're not Yotze. Ihochi Rav Shmuel Amay Mukmilo Lamasnisim Belaz Yevonis Lukmi Becholaz. So why Davke, if it's speaking, you understand it, so it's Lav Davke Yevonis. Elo Masnisim Kibereise. You're right. Our Mishnah is speaking about, like the Bereise, that Ilmis Leilmim Yevonis Leivonim, and in the Hanami, there's no, don't have to say that the Mishnah is speaking about Davki Yevonis. Chiyitma, the Rav Shmuel, Baal Mitma, Rav Shmuel, I'm not saying Pshat in our Mishnah, no, the Rav Shmuel, Domri Tavayu, Laz Yevoni, Lechol Kosher, that they said a different member, they said that even one does not understand Yevoni, afalpikein it is kosher. Frag the Gemara, how could that be, vaktoni Yevonis li Yevonim en lekula almeloi? The Bereise said that afki Yevonim are yetzer with Yevonis, inu da omo kerab Shimon Gamliel. This nan Rab Shimon Gamliel Leima Av Svarim Leitiru Sheikosvu Ali Yevonis. The Rab Shimon Gamliel says that Svarim are not Nemra Becholoshen, only Yevonis. And Yevonis says is equivalent to Loshen HaKodesh. So Mamela, so that's what they're saying. Ein Hanami, the Braise is not according to Rab Shimon Gamliel. So according to the Bereise, there's no Maila of Yevonis over any other Loshen, and it's Davke if you understand it. And here you have to talk, understand the Loshen in order to be Yotze. And according to Shimon Gamliel, you only have to understand it because Yevonis is equivalent to Loshen HaKodesh. V'leimru halachik Rab Shimon Gamliel. So why did Yamir Elochik Rab Shimon Gamliel lava minani mili shal svor? Some says Elochik Rab Shimon Gamliel think davke by shal svor. Avo megila dechsiv bokich savom aim aloim. It's kamash malon that it's also good. That according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, if you don't understand it, it's also good. Rashi. Emeis will Rav Shmuel d'ktoni hochi yevod d'ktoni d'ktoni hochi yevon is lo yotzam haloidom yitirutzu giftis le giftim yotzam וחנם יתנם במס ניסן ללא יזויס בלז. עברס לשן עבר הנא, אילמס לשן אילם. מס ניסן כברי זו מתוק מקורא בכל לשן דקטוני מס ניסן לא יוצא ככן גיפטס למודיים. ומודיס לגיפטים, if they don't understand it, and not יויצא. אבל קיירן אויסא ללא יזויס בלז איש כל שיינה. זאת גמר הוויתה, והלא יש ששומה אשוריס יוצא. זאת גמר אסקס ולא יודע מי קומרי. He doesn't know what to say. זאת גמר אסס מידי דהה ואנושים ועמי האורץ. And what's with women and אמרצים that don't understand לושן הקודש? אבל פי כן יוצא. Maskif lo ravines a memela, so we're proving that you don't have to understand, we're proving it from Noshe. Maskif lo ravine oto anan ho achashteronim b'nei haramochim miyodine. Why do you have to jump to bring a raya from Noshe? Do we understand all the words of the Megillah? We don't know the exact taitch of achashteronim b'nei haramochim. אלא מצווה סקריה ופרסום מניסה, או חינם מצווה סקריה ופרסום מניסה. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ופרסום מניסה, אף על פי שאין יודעים מה ששומעים, they don't understand what they're listening to, שואלים את השומרים ואומרים מהי הקריאה הזו, ואיך היה הנס, ומדיעים להם. זה מצפס קריאה ופרסום מניסה. They find out later. Later they ask what the Megillah was all about. The Rosh Yosef asked from Rashi, the Gemara says, אלו מצפס קריאה פרסום מניסה, או חינם היא מצפס קריאה פרסום מניסה. רבינה אסת הקשה. Anan hu achashteronim b'nei remochim miyadinan, do we know taichin achashteronim? Ela mitzvah skriye persumenisi. So what is pshat? So Rashi says persumenisi is you ask. So by achashteronim b'nei remochim we also ask. Hadilam pshat in the Gemara. We don't ask. There's nothing to... No, we don't know the taich of achashteronim b'nei remochim. So he asks this on Rashi. He doesn't say pshat, but he says, well, chayrid, it's not like Rashi. It doesn't mean, presuminisa does not mean that you ask later, because achashteronim b'nei remochim, you don't ask later. I had a shtick, another ha'ore, and perhaps we could say something. We mentioned yesterday, there's a machlokes harishonim, if the inyan of Shemeya Ka'ine applies, if one does not understand the language what he hears, is that called Shemeya? Is that called Shemeya Ka'ine? Shemeya means he just physically hears the words, or Shemeya he understands the words. So they bring down, Rashi Shita is, it's brought down, Taisus and Brocha speaks about it, it can be Moitze and Isha with Kiddush, with Bichas Hamozain. If she doesn't understand, can you be Moitze Noshim? That's Taisus Ophic. Taisus wants to say, it could be you can't be Moitze because you don't understand the words. So Taisus let me just say over the lesson of Taisus. Taisus and of Nem heyam at beis. Menoshim tzorech iyon im yoytzeis bebichas azimon shal anoshim. Tzorechin if the yoytze. Ma'acher she'ein mevineis. They don't understand. V'yesh mevien raye she yoytzeis mid'oma lakamon soifer mevorech u'bur yoytze. That a sefer, that means a Talmud Chochem, can bench, and a bur is yaitzi with his bichas samosa. Mikan mashmish af anoshim yaitzis bebirchas amosn shalono. Just like a burke be yaitzis, anoshim can also be yaitzis. So Taisi says, miu yesh litreis oiserai, deshani bur shemeivin beloshen akaydish. A bur understands loshen akaydish, v'yedei akzas maikom, he knows what is being said. Avoleina yedei levoch, he doesn't know the nusach, so he could be maitzim. Avonoshim shenim avinus klal, but silameime deloinovki. So Mamelos the Taisi wants to fear ois, that they're not yaitzis, there's no din of shemeivin ka'inif, don't understand. Vahod amrinen b'megile loye sheshoma ashuris yotze. Aloye is yotze. Pisume nise ba'alme shani. Kedamrinen hosoma chashtaronim b'nei aramochim. Miyodinon mainil. That's pisume nise ba'alme. So, l'chayre, if we assume that there's no din of shemeya ka'ine if one does not understand. He says, shemeya means, I hear the words, I understand the words. So how do we understand our Gemara? The Gemara says, mitzvah kriye upirsume nise. But how is one yaitza the kriye? We're only yaitza the kriye with shemeya ka'ine. So if he doesn't understand, so what happened over here? There's no Shemei Koine, so how am I Yotze the Kri? I'm not a Koire, he's Koire. And I'm listening to him. And there's no din of Shemei Koine by, if you don't understand. So, Dach sich mir teis vis loin tifim shatten de Gemorre like den Rashi. And could be that's how the Rosh Yosef loin pshat. Taisvis, it means to say that here we don't need the whole Indian, Pirsumi Nisa means that if the Megillah is being read and people are listening to the words that are being said, that Kuva is a din of Pirsumi Nisa. You don't have to understand what is being said, you don't have to know what's being said. That was the Rosh Yosef's Kasha, the Gemara's Medama Achashtaronim. That we also don't know what's being said. Again, as long as it's being, these words are being said, that goof is a pirsuminise. For example, the Gemara says, Ner Chanuk is pirsuminise. So does that mean when I'm Madlik a Ner, I have to give an explanation to Chanuk is called pirsuminise. So does that mean when I'm Madlik a Ner, I have to explain what this Ner symbolizes? There's a mitzvah to be Madlik a Ner, that's called pirsuminise. And it's Pesumei Nisa without knowing the lumdus, what the Ne'er symbolizes, what happened, that there was a Nes. That's him, Hadlokas Ha'ne'er is a Pesumei Nisa. If you know the reason, you know the reason. If you don't know the reason, it's also considered a Pesumei Nisa. So, could be that is how the Rosh Yosef Lom Shat Na'gemorim, and that's how Taisus Lom Shat Na'gemorim. That means we don't know the types of the whole Megillah, but the Etzem Kriyas Megillah Barabim is a Pirsumei Nisa. So Memele, so here the understanding is not Ma'akev, because we just need that you don't have to understand what is being said. The whole thing is a Pirsumei Nisa. Ela Mitzvah Kriya U Pirsumei Nisa, it's not two things as a Kriya and a Pirsumei Nisa. Rashi says Nitazoi, Rashi says Klo, that Tzakerte Pirsumei Nisa comes later. So there's a mitzvah kriya before the Pirsumei Nisa. So could be Rashi L'shitose. Rashi is brought down that Rashi Shita is that Shemeya Ka'ine. You don't have to understand the words. So according to Rashi, there could be a mitzvah kriya, you yoitza with the kriya. There's a tachlis of Pirsumei Nisa, so eventually you'll find out the Pirsumei Nisa later when you start, but it's two different things. That's according to Taisvis, it's a mitzvah kriya of Pirsumei Nisa, and it's not necessary bechlau to understand what is being said. Zokte Gemara weiter. Koros irugin yotzo. Lehavi yodi rabbonon mai sirugin. They didn't know what pshatan sirugin is. Shamu la amso de vei rebi de komru lula rabbonon Tava Aile Piski Piski, the Rabbonon, the stomach came to the Beis Medrash, they came in Piski Piski, that means they didn't come in all at once. Lebei Rebbe, Admosi Atem Nichnosim Sirugim Sirugim. Why are you coming in Sirugim Sirugim? Lehavi Yodi Rabbonon Mai Chalug Loikos. It's a type of a yerek. They didn't know exactly what it was. Shamu la amsa devei rebi da omro leilo hu gavre davika mavader parpechini. This parpechini, they didn't know what it was. Ad mosi ata mefaza chalug loigoch. So then they knew that parpechini is chalug loigos. Lehavi yodi rabbonon mai salsalo osaroi memeko. They didn't know what salsalo means. Shamu la amsa deve rebi. Dava omro lahu gavro do hava mahapach bemeisaye. That he was mahapach in his hair. He was fixing up his hair. He was mahapis and mahapach. Omro lehad mosai ato misalsal besarach. So now they learned that silsel is a loshen chippus behepuch. So that is pshat in the posik. If a person, that's what Rashi says in Masechtas Reish Hashanah, if a person will be mechapis and mahapach in divrei teire to find the matmunim shebo, hafoichbo vahafoichbo dekulabo, so if you'll be salsalo usaroim emeko, then the Torah will be meroim em you. So not in upshat and silsal. Lehavi yodi rabbonon my hashlich al Hashem Yehovcho. They didn't know what hashlich Hashem Yehovcho. Omerabe ba'abachone zimne choda havozilne bahadi yahutaye. I was walking with an Arab caravan leader, because Dorin and Tune, and I was holding a pekel, a masui. V'omali shkel Yehovecho v'shodi agamloi. So he told me, take your masui and put it on my camel. There's a goyin in Mishlei that says a deeper kavone in this gemara over here. It wasn't only they did not know taich; they did not know more than that. The goyin says as follows: the Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei Gimel Pasuk Hey, "Betach el Hashem b'choli becho, vel binoscho al tishoin." So the Goyin says as follows: Haynu sheyili becho sholem b'midas habitochen b'choli becho. The bitochen the Rabbeinu Shalom should be complete b'choli becho. V'loy b'miktzas haleiv. No, the whole leiv should rely on the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'al binoscho al tishoin, and shouldn't even a little rely on your own seichel. Sheloy taima. So the Goyin says, "Eftach b'Hashem, b'toch man the Rabbeinu Shalom, ach ani mechuyev lasois ulishoin gam al sichli." The Rabbeinu Shalom will also help, but I have to take care of myself also. L'chein omar, sh'alti shoin afilu b'teiris mish'enes l'yilecho sichlecho. Your seichel should not even be as a mish'enes. It should elo betach b'Hashem b'choli becho. A person should completely be betach b'Hashem, and he shouldn't use the seichel even as a mishenis. So now in the Haggah it says over here, shamati mishmoi, amasha omer lehavi yodi rabona ma yehovche ad ozul rabba ba b'chone v'doritune, Avi ozel acher ataye, v'omele ataye shkel yehovche v'shodi agamloi. So he says, v'hine yev sheshloi havi yodi rabbonon, v'hutaye yodot, to understand this gemara kipshutoi,
They didn't know what Yehovcha, and he didn't know Yehovcha. Acha inyin shahoyolem sofek b'midas habetoch. The Rabbonon, the Beirebi, had a sofek in the inyin of bitoch. Im tzorech ha'odom lasais b'sichlo. A person has to do with his seichel. V'yiftach b'shem Hashem sheyase ha'toiv b'eino. You don't have to rely on all. Everything has to be Hashem Yehovcha. I mean, everything the Rebbein Shlom will take care of. The Amru, and they held, Shavadai Tzorech Ha'odom Laseis B'sichloi. A person has to do with his Seichel. V'lachzer Acher Dovar HaTzorech, Ach Yivtach, Gam B'Shem Hashem. So Yehovcha, the word Yehovcha didn't make sense. That means betachal Hashem b'chol ibecho. No, hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. So what's Yehovcha means to give. Hashlach Hashem tzolchecho, what you need, Hashlach Hashem tzolchecho, what you need, v'hu yichal kalecho. The Yehovcha, they didn't understand. V'kivin shero, sherabe barbachone havidori tune. Rabbe barbachone was carrying a masri. Now, there was a tayah, there was an Arab with a camel. V'hu haye tzorich levake, so al pi seichel, what should be that he should ask this Arab that if he could put it on the camel, so he has to ask the Arab and pay the Arab for his ishtadlus. As they would kedav zay. V'hu haye tzorich levake, v'litein dover mar lahataya, and to give him something sheyitel hatuna al agomo, v'loy hoya kein. Elo shahataya bikesh mimenu. The taya asked Rabbi Barbachone, he requested for him. V'omali shkoil, he told me, v'omali shkoil. And he told him something else. Ma sha'ato tzorich liten li. That means the money you would have to pay me for carrying your masri. Vishodi agamloi, and you could also put this on the gomel. You don't have to pay me anything. And even the money you would have to give me for it, you put this, I'll carry it for you also. In kain afilu ba'masha odom tzoch litein lechaveiroi ba'ad hadovo, im yemin ha'shemayim, oz chaveiroi yivakish mimenu sheyas eloi, you'll do it for him. ולכן שייך שפר מילס יהובכו. כלומר, אף בדובו שאתה צריך ליתן שכר בעד זה, things that you would have to pay for, הם יהיו מן השמיים, יבקשו ממך, not only you won't have to pay anything, but they'll ask you to do it, לעשיס לוח זויס והווה. That's how the going to Pshat in Agamoris, or Agamoris speaking about I shaila how far midas abetochim goes. Lai havi yodi rabbonon mai viti teisio b'ma'atei hashmeit. Shemu la'amso devei rebi, rabbi omro l'chavoto shkulu tatiso v'tati beiso, so it means a broom. Gabucha the Turi Eben says that there's a grais in Agamora. There's three things which to hear from Amsa the Beirebi. This was a maisa with a tayah, so we don't stick us in the middle. So this comes before, and then the last maisa of Hashal Hashem Yehovcha comes, that was the last maisa. This was not from Amsa the Beirebi. Tana Rabbana, Korosi Rugin Yotza. If the Korosi Rugin Yotza, Sirusin Lo Yotza. Rabbi Muna, what's Sirusin? Sarashi says, L'mafreya, k'moy soris es ha-mikro v'dorsheyu, v'chein yotza mechutach oy mesuris. Rabmuna Oimer Mishum Rab Yehude Af Beserugim. That's what we said, if there was Shias Nasekis, that Yoyotim Im Shok Adelig Meres Kula Chayzol Arosh. So that's Tafka small Shia, but if it was a Shia, that in that time he could have said the whole thing, so it's Chayzol Arosh. Omar Rab Yosef Haloche Kerabmune Sheomar Mishum Rab Yehude. That Shogadai Kula attack is you're not Yoitzer. Omalei Abayil Rav Yosef Kedei Ligmer Eskula. What does that mean, Kedei Ligmer Eskula? Meheiche Dekoi Leseife. Do you cheshben where he is now and how long it'll take from him now to finish? Oidulma Mireisha Leseife. Shogadai Ligmer Eskula means the time it takes to learn the whole Megillah. Amalei mireisha leseife, im kain, because if not, is nasata dvarech leshiurim, so by this person, this will be a hepsik, by another person, a different thing will be a hepsik. It's not mistab. Omar rab abba, omar rab yirmiye bar abba, omar rab, haloche ki rabbi mune. We pass the light rab mune, and the zidin of chayzel arish. Ushmul omar ein haloche ki rabbi mune. Besure Masne Hochi, that Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba said b'shem Rav. Pumpedisa Masne Hochi, Omar Rav Kahana Omar Rav, Halochi ki Rabbi Mune. Ushmul Omar Ein Halochi ki Rabbi Mune. Rav Bibi Masne Ipche, Rav Omar Ein Halochi ki Rabbi Mune. Ushmul Omar Halochi ki Rabbi Mune. Fakel that Rav was Mekel, and Shmul was Machmer. Omar Rav Yosef, Nekoite Rav Bivi Biyotcho, that Fakad Rav Bivi is taken the right memory, the correct memory, that Rav was Meiko and Shmuel was the Machma. The Shmuel the Chayish Lichido. Shmuel is one that's Chayish Lachumre, is Chayish Afilo for Adas Yoch. The Snan, we learned, Sheimeres Yovom, Shekidesh Ochiv Esachos. That, let's say there was three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven died without children, so Reuven's wife is falling Leibim to Shimon and Levi. Now Levi went and was Mekadish after the Nefilah, after she fell Leibim, he was Mekadish, Reuven's wife's sister. So now she's an Erva to him. But now it works both ways. We'll see that that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds, you say, yesh zike, so that what Reuven's wife is zokuk to Levi, so the zike is a type of an ishus, so we consider that when she fell liyibum, before Levi married the sister, so is ke'ein, that she was already Levi's wife, the Yavoma was Levi's wife, also the Din Zike. Now, Levi goes and makes Eresen with her sister, so it's considered like he's marrying now an Achois Zekuke, but the Yavoma is already Zokokloi. So to make Nisuin, she's not allowed to make Nisuin, because with the Nisuin it's considered I'm being Kainis Achois Zekukos. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. The Snan Shemeres Yovam, this is, Minatayre Shizichan Erve, the Yavome. But Al Kapon Bukhet and Rabbon of the Kedin. The Snan Shemeres Yovam Shekidesh Ochiv Es Achoisa, that Levi went and was Makadish the Achois of the Yavome, the sister of the Yavome, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omru Oimrim Loi Hamtaim. So we tell Levi, don't be kainis, don't make nesuin, ashiyasa achicha godul maisa. That means wait till your other brother, mitzvah begodul yabim, so wait till the other brother will make either yibim or chalitze, and that'll be mafkiya the zika from you. So when you'll be kainis, so it won't be achais zukukose. Omar Shmuel, aloche kab Yehuda bem seire. So Shmuel said, we pass the light Rabbi Yehuda Messiah. So we see Shmuel is usually the Machmer, so Mestame, the Machlekes, Rav Shmuel, so Mestame Shmuel was the one that said that we paskin like Ramunas Adas Yochid, and Rav was Mekel. L'cher, it's a little unclear here. We heard in the beginning of the sugya, Omar Rav Yosef, Halacha ke Rav Muna. It's Rav Yosef paskin like Rav Muna. And then Rav Yosef says later, it's Mestaver, that Shmuel was the Machmer, and Rav said that that ain't a loch ke Rav Muna, and so L'cher comes out, we don't paskin like Rav Muna, because Hilchus ke Rav b'Yisuri. Let us see Rashi. D'chayish l'chidoi b'mokim sheyochid machmer v'rabim mekilim. Shemeres yovom mitzape liyevomo. She's waiting for her yovom. U'mitzve l'godol liyam. Because he says, achicha godol, the mitzvah is on the godol to be miyam. Is bo echad min ha'achim v'kiddish es achoysa sheyevome ache shenofla yevome lifneim. So there already was a zika ready from the yevome to him. Oymer mulei hantayim milekoinso, so don't make nesuin. At sheyas achicha godlu maise biyevemtoi oylach leitz eliyabim avol ba'oid, so then will be mafkiya the zika from you. Avol ba'oid ayevome lifnei kulon Lach loitze liyabim, but calls man the still on the feeler for all of them. No one was miyabim her yet. Arei he lechol echod ki ishtoi. So she's considered like the wife of all of them. Aide zika sibu. For also bahachoiso, so memelus of she's zokok to you. She's not allowed to be also bahachoiso, mishimachois isha. Dika sova. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds, yesh zike. Yod yesh zike. Afilu betray, even though there's two brothers. It's only for the yibim to one. V'choshke bechad, upligi rabon alei, v'omri hoylo shnei achin hein, ein zikosem yuchedes, liyes mutel salechmem, liyes ki ishta yimuta ba'achoysa. That's what the rabonan holds. Let us see Taisus. Nekoit Ravivi biyotcho, the Omar Rav, ein halochi ki Rav Mune, she Omar, this is Rav Yisus Memra, she Omar shechoyza l'orish. Bechein halochi, and we paskin take like Ravivi, dein tzorech larza l'orish, the halochi ki Rav biyisuri. The Omar came. Then Taisus says also, Rav Yechanan koi ki bose, Rav Yechanan also holds, that is no din of shor kedeligme skula chayzel arayish. Bepeg basra de reish shoshone. The Omar, Rabbi Yechanan says on reish shoshone, shim shoma teisha tkiyais, beteisha shoyis bayoim, yotzo. So again, so we see that there's no hefsik between the koilis that that was shor kedeligme reskula. Messiahim hosom tanyin amihochi. And in Rabbi Yochanan's memory, the Gemara brings a beraisa. Umaisi ho, no, maisi ho, mitz, uporich, vo omar Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzodok. Then the Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah asks, Rabbi Yochanan says that what? That shok de ligmes kulo, yo yoitze, he said mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzodok, Shimshok de ligmer es kula choyzel eroish. Mishani hodi day vahod de rabbi. But Rabbi Yechim himself personally holds that shok de ligmer es kula is ain choyzel eroish. Medesanye kevosei. Shma mino ilchese kevosei. Mikan soy machri. She oimed beemes viyatsiv. She mamtin at she yoimer ima tzibu. Kedushe uborchu.
The Maisa was like this, that the Ri was by Emes V'Yatziv, and they're starting Shemayne Esrei.
So if he would start Shemayne Esrei later, so comes out, he would be unable to answer Kedusha. Bolchu, it seems they said Bolchu, I don't know, they said a Bolchu after davening, it seems. V'omen yehesh me'rabe. So me'mele, he was afraid if he'll start Shemen Esra then, he'd miss all these, since he's starting Shemen Esra later. Maybe Bolchu was from Kriyas HaTorah. It was Monday and Thursday. So Al Kaponim, so he's going to miss the Kedusha Bolchu. So me'mele, he used to wait by Tilos Lekel Elyon, by the middle of the Brocha Achayna of Krishme, in order to answer Kedusha and Bochu and Amen Yesh Merab, and then he started davening Shmenesra. So there you have a problem with Shoke de Ligmeres Kuloi. So the Riha, we paskin that there's no problem of Shoke de Ligmeres Kuloi that passels it. Shekidesh Ochiv Esachoise, Davke Kidesh Oimrim Loi Hamti Milisa. He says, if he only made Kiddushin, now he has to make Nisuin, the Kivin, the Eina, Dayan, Ella, Arusa, so there's a Taisvis issues with the Nisuin, Nire, Shenoise, Achoise, Kukose. So it's looking like he's marrying an Elve, Avol, Imnosa, but if he married her already, we tell him Hamte. So there's no isabia now anymore to say that he's boil achaisu kukose. The poka zika legamre. Because the Yavoma is an elvetim. She's an esue gemure. So memela, so it's nitka the zika of the Yavoma. So memela is allowed to be boiler. But that's number one. And number two, v'davke kiddush achan nefila. That's what we say. That after kiddushin, he's also to make nesuin. That's davke if there was an nefila already. That means she fell the yibum. So she became already achoise tukose. So there we say the kiddushin afterwards is not mafkiya de zike, and she's still called achoise tukose. Avul kaidim nefila. But if he was mekadish, before the Nefilas Yibun, Shloi Hoysa Achoysa Kukosoi, Bishas HaKedushin, Einoimrim Loi Hamtin, Shloi Loi Hoysa Shum Zike Meyoylam, because there never was a Nefila. But time with Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Disova, Yeh Slifu.